first of all, Sean, the devil is in the detail. We in SIPTU haven't had sight of the negotiated document negotiated by our colleagues in the INMO, and we wait to have a sighting of the document before we would make any comment and how this may affect air members. Air members in SIPTU nursing took the approach that there was a need for an increase in the numbers of nurses, and the media commentary so far in the last 12 hours hasn't indicated is there going to be an increase in the number of nurses. And our members in SIPTU nursing will have always wanted to see an increase in other staff who work in the accident and emergency department, such as healthcare assistants, to make sure that the nursing staff could be supported in their work. So just to say that, we still await an opportunity to consider what has been negotiated.
You represent emergency department nurses in the West, in Galway, Limerick, Castlebar, as well as other healthcare workers in emergency departments. For instance, do you think that this extra 2 days toil or time off in lieu should apply to everybody in emergency departments, not just nurses?
Well, first of all, we've always sought fair treatment for all our members who are working in the health service, whether they work in accident and emergency departments or they work elsewhere in the service. Your question prompts me to refer to Rosary Mannion's commentary this morning on RT on one of the websites, which carried that this is confined to emergency departments. Well, I question the judgment on that because there are other staff working in emergency departments, such as ambulance personnel, doctors, radiographers, healthcare assistants, also portering staff, all caught up in that particular area of operation of the hospital service. So I'm finding it difficult to understand how that statement can be made. And the other issue, of course, is that other grades in the health service, other grades of staff will make the point that they have been working short-resourced, and they have also worked very, very hard over the last number of years, have had their conditions changed, hours increased, would have lost annual leave days, and they will obviously be raising the question with the representative organisations about how they fit into this particular arrangement.
It would appear that you don't believe it can be ring-fenced around nurses in emergency departments.
Well, I think there's a huge question to be answered. I, as not being a negotiator involved in the negotiations, I suppose that's a question best put to Rosary Mannion. But also, Sean, if I may...
Well, you've already given her answer. You say that she says it is. Now, you seem to take a different view.
Again, but in fairness to the other point that needs to be made is that I think Martin Wall may have touched on this about the budget and that the HSE are prepared to pay this particular element of the agreement from their existing budget. We in SIPTU would like to know more about that because this is an organisation that had to demand a supplementary budget for this year to actually pay its way. And as rightly said, accident emergency department is very, very hard to plan for. You don't know who's going to show up there, the kind of stresses that are involved. So these are questions that will have to be teased out.
I have another question for you because we've had a call or a text from a member of the nursing staff. She says the porters, the healthcare assistants, etc., are not the ones who are constantly worried about losing their registration every day at work. The nurse is the one who has most responsibility, and the rest of the non-nursing staff do not have such a burden on their shoulders. So nurses should be treated differently to the rest of staff. The nurse is accountable for so much, and it's unfair.
Well, that's obviously a view that individual has. The fact of life is that there's an existing agreement known as Lansdowne Road, and that determines conditions and pay. And the question for air members who have been working in the health services, a health service, by the way, that has been under-resourced in every area, by the way, I'm sure that nurses and other staff in mental health services or the ambulance service would say they've been working under
extreme pressure. And would you say, again, another text in, how will two extra days off help the situation in A&E? Nurses throughout the hospitals regularly miss breaks. The HSE / INMO have opened a can of worms. All nurses deserve a bit of fairness and equality. In other words, it's not just the ones in A&E who are missing meal breaks and the like.
Well, I mean, I think the point is very well made. This is where the challenge is going to be for the health service executives who've negotiated this agreement. And unfortunately, Sean, this morning there has been a total concentration on two additional days annual leave.
I don't think that's quite true. I think we've put a fair amount of attention on the knock-on effects, Sean, for people who have elective procedures.
Well, Sean, if I may, I just wanted to touch on that. Air members also have concerns for how the service is going to operate into the future. When we started off with this conversation going way back, it was all about making sure that patients could be catered for at emergency departments, that additional resources would be provided to make sure that would happen. It has yet to be learned from whatever has been negotiated if that element of what has been sought has actually been achieved.